Parish Pasuk in this parasha, said Rebachart B'chaim, and there's a big chiddush that we learn out from that pasuk, because pasuk pshat the pasuk is very shver. Because why is there a need to tell me Rebachart B'chaim if it's already included in the etzim tzivoy of doing the mitzvah itself? We've spoken about this last year. We mentioned some of these haaris on Shabbos, I think. But there's a big chiddush over here, Rabbi Yonah says, and the Haredim brings it down. It's Rabbi Yonah and Char Gimel, Isyates. Yonah says that Veda, Oitu Zayin, Ki Hamailas HaElyonos, Nimser B'mitzvahs Esei. That there are things which are very important that you would have to do anyway, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu made a Bezunder Mitzvahs Esei about these things. The first one says, "Kamoi ma'ilas habechira, shenemo b'charta b'chaim." It means that there's a bezunda mitzvah essay that he learns out of b'charta b'chaim. It's a ma'ila, and Kosh Baruch Hu was mezakeh us that it's a mitzvah. And the way the Haredim explains this, Rabbeinu Yonah, he brings Rabbeinu Yonah. The way he explains Rabbeinu Yonah is that every mitzvah essay, really, there's two parts to the mitzvah. That means that there's a mitzvah. A person does a mitzvah, he's been kind, he gets schar for the mitzvah. And besides that he gets schar for the mitzvah, he gets schar for being boicher to do the mitzvah. So it's a bezunda schar of b'charta b'chayim that he was boicher to do the mitzvah, and the mele gets schar for that b'chir itself. He wants to say that even when, this is what we mentioned last year, I think, that even when the mitzvah itself is not mechayiv it, if he's boicher to do it, he gets a schar for b'charta b'chayim. That's why Safik Dar Isil Chumro, so he's boicher, he's mechayim boicher b'chira, because he's being boicher b'chayim. Running away from an avera is being boicher b'chayim, so even though he's not mechayiv mitzvah, that's some thing maybe, because it's only a Safik, but the Pshat, Safik Dar Isil Chumro is gufet mechayim the din b'charta b'chayim. That's what Haredim says. But there's a bezunder inyan of b'charta b'chayim. A person should be boicher in the toiv, and when he's boicher b'toiv, then he's mechayim a mitzvah. I heard from Rav Matzio, they said that, I don't know if he said this part, but what I just said, but it's the same Yisoy, that Memela, if this is true, I'll be this, let's move on to the flip side of two things. Number one is, Chavis Lavava says that really, a person cannot really do a mitzvah. It's not biyadai of a person to do a mitzvah. Really, the other person to do is only the bechira to do the mitzvah. That's what Chavis Lavava says. You can go his whole life and put on tefillin, and unless you can find out later, it's almost possible. So, Hashem didn't want him to do the mitzvah, whatever reason, but he was boicher to do the mitzvah. So Pshat is, Hitaka gets the full schar b'char to b'chaim for that mitzvah. He doesn't get the schar of the tefillin, or in shemayim, whatever it is. But in the bechira to do it, he gets it, and that's the ikar kiyum. The ikar kiyum of the mitzvah is not the schar for the mitzvah itself. It's only the schar for the b'char to b'chaim, because that's really the part that's up to the person. The rest is up to the bar yom. So a person's on the way to, I think he said, if a person's going on the way to shul, and then he gets an accident, and he doesn't make it to daven. So the Eivishter made him not be able to do the mitzvah b'poil. That's beyond the Eivishter. But his bechira is biyadoi. And that's the only part that's biyadoi. So he gets the schar for that, for the bechira and the mitzvah. And he also said that memela punk faker. And that's the avla, that's why it's so terrible, is the mitzvah sanashim ulamada. Because mitzvah sanashim ulamada is, he's not doing bechira. He's not being boicha to do it. He's doing it today because he did it yesterday. He doesn't know why he's doing it. He wakes up in the morning and he puts on a tzitzis and he goes to daven and puts on talis and puts on tefillin. He's not even thinking what he's doing. So he's never making an act of bechira. So Mel, what is he doing? He's only doing the mitzvah itself. For the mitzvah itself, you don't get tzchar. You don't get tzchar be'ikr. The ikr is mitzvah. The ikr is tzchar for the bechira to do it. And the bechira to do it, he's not doing because he's asleep. He's not thinking anything. So the whole bechira, the whole schar is from the bechira to do it. And Mimela, the mitzvah sanam hashem ulamada is misalik the bechira, and he's only doing the mitzvah itself. This is the two sides. Now, the Rabbi Yonah says a similar thing further. So we could take this a step further. If this is true, that there's a bezundra mitzvah of a b'charta b'chaim, and you get this mitzvah when he's boicher to do a mitzvah, and if the kiyum mitzvah is on top of that, but the bechira to do the mitzvah is already, he gets the schar. So the first of all, that would also be pshat. Why? That's also pshat. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarif machshava tova l'maisa? Because really, the ikar is the machshava to do it. But Rabbi Yonah in the Sefer Pesachei Shari Avoda, not the Shari Tshuva, the Shari Avoda. So over there, he says the same thing. He says ki abechira mitzvahs essay. Bechira itself is a mitzvahs essay. Shenemar b'chayr to b'chayim. And he says, "V'amru kol mi sha'al b'libo la'asas mitzvah v'nenas v'lo yasah ma'ale alav kosav kilo asah." And that's the pshat why nenas v'lo yasah mitzvah gets chalak he did a mitzvah. And then he says an unbelievable chiddush about this. The chiddush is nifla. So Ibazoy, according to this, the ikar is the b'chayr to b'chayim, and not necessarily the kiyum mitzvah. So when it comes to kiyum mitzvah, so we know what we can accomplish and what we can't accomplish. Well, yeah, a person knows this is what I'm going to do and I'm not going to do. But in the bechir to do, there's no limit. A person can be boicher to do much more than what they actually could do. I want to do this. So he says like this, V'oid yatzalanu mimitzvah sabachira. Ki mitoich shiyivchar b'mida hahi, if he's going to be boicher in this mida, v'yavin v'yaskil, Mailas Hamasigoisa, and he understands how important it is. Ishtadal Tomid Lahasiga. So if he's boicher to do it, he's gonna try to keep doing it, even though he cannot do it today. But he's gonna keep doing it. Vashem Izbarh Yazar Oisa Ibimashain Yad Tiva Yichoil Lahasig Vyasigan. And in the end he'll get it. That means that the Bechira is not limited by what he could do, and he should be boicher to do more than what he can do. And if he's going to do more than he can do, in the end, since anyway it's all talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him Yechilus to be Mekayim it more than what he could do. The Seder Adavar is that a person is supposed to be Boicher B'Toiv, and Memela, oh, he's Boicher B'Toiv, so he gives Shiatu Dishmai. He's not going to make him run into an accident and before on the way to Davin. He's not going to be able to go. And he's not going to have his Tefillin Pasul, because since he's being Boicher, he cares about Tefillin. That happens to people that Taka don't care, so they're never made a Bechir to do it. But if a person Taka has a Bechir to do it, and Taka wants to do it, Kodesh Baruch Hu helps him fear dice. Shalos, what happens if a person's Boicher Lamala mi Tivoy? So that also Kodesh Baruch Hu helps fear mice, because really, what you could fear ice and not fear ice is not Biotcha in the first place anyway. So it really all comes from the Bechira. Memela, a person has the ability to be boicher more than what they can do, and I wish I could do it. I can't wish I could do it and then not do, and then go to sleep and hope the sun wakes you up to do it. Has to be, he wishes to do it, and he taka puts in all he can, and Memela is waiting for the Ibrish to fear ice, and he says that that's the Mahalach, that's when Yonah fears that ice. This idea is in the Chavis Alvavis. Just, the Chavis Alvavis says this idea, but to put it together with this Bechira, as the Rabbi Yonah says it. The Chavis Alvavis says that Chavzal says this idea in the end of Cheshbon HaNefesh Beis. He says, "Mashiyagia elav b'maisa, what you could do, yishtadl b'aviyitrach, do your shtadlus and b'tereach, and that's your avoida on the things you could do. Mashalo yuchal lahasiga b'maisa, but what you cannot do, yasigeu b'yedia, you should think about it, v'yisaveu b'lshoinen, you should daven to be able to do it, v'yichsoif elav b'liboy." And he should hope that he could do it. Because Baruch Hu's done him the kavshchus that had he had the kodichus to do it, he would take and get the schar. And he's waiting. And he's waiting for the time that he'll be able to. So saying there's an inyan to yichsoif even the things which he cannot do right now. But then in Cheshbon HaNefesh Perek Gimel. What is this? In the 21st Cheshbon, he says that what happens if you taka do it? If you taka does what's kefir cholta, then yiftach loya elokim shara milus viyagia mehem amash lamalam yecholta. He'll taka end up being able to do what's lamalam yecholta. Means the Seder Adavar is that through the Kherich HaBechira, which is the Bechara to Bechaim, then a person gets the Yasiyad Nishmai to fear dice. And if he's Boicher to do Lamala Mikoichai, and he already did everything which is in Koichai, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mamalei the Rotzen of the person through his Bechira, that he's able to then be mekayim even yagia mehem al mashal malam yecholte. So Mela, in the inyan of the Bechart Bechayim, is saying, it's not just reiterating the mitzvahs that we have the whole Torah until now. Here is a new chiddush that the milas, which are we supposed to do anyway, because we're supposed to be mitzvah essay, and there's a new mitzvah essay about the b'chaim, and that's the, according to this, is really the ikar place where the Adam's nesayin is, the avoda is in this makom b'chira. Where is it? How much is it? Is he b'chaim b'toiv? What he can do, less than he can do, more than what he can do. The ikar avoda of the person is in this mitzvah essay. So this is the one that's koil everything. Is the Bechart Bechayim. The Rabbi Bechayim says that's why Kashi Hirura Aveira Yotzim Aveira, whatever that Gemara means exactly. But basically means it's in the Bechira. So he's being Poigim in the Bechira of it, because it's in his mind. And in the Hakdama to Das Torah and Dvarim, there's a long Hakdama over there written by Ruchim's son, when he put it out, it's a very long Hakdama over there, and a lot of Yisoidis and different things, a lot about Tshuva, a lot of Yisoidis and Tshuva there, and a lot of other things. But he writes over there this Inyan about the Koich of Bechira and how Koich Bechira defines the person. He says, from the Alshach, the same Lashon we said, Ki Yamachshava Teva Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzar for Lemaisa. And then he does it. So you think, I'm a kabbal to do it, and I taka did it. So I get schar. So he's like, there, you taka get double schar. And this is the mitzvah of Bechira. That's what he teaches that. And then he says, he quotes Rabbi Yoin over here. Very interesting. He says, "Ma'alas Adam." This famous Rabbi Yehuda that everyone quotes. That says, "Ish lefi ma'alalai," that a person is defined according to what they praise. All this everyone says over this Rabbi Yehuda, that according to what the person praises, that's what his darga is. That's it. But Rabbi Yehuda says a little more. He says, "Imu mishabeach ha'maisim atoyvin v'achachalim v'hatzadikim teidu b'chanta ki ish toyvu." If he's mishabeach those things, he's an ish toyv. And he says, v'im yetochin ki yesh biyodei avoynes nistarim, and even if l'maisa he has some avoynes, avu ma'oya ve'atzedeku v'loy shorish b'bechira ha'bechira v'ma'adas mechab de Hashem. That the my love that is he's being boicher b'toif. That's Rabbi Yehuda saying. That's what he teaches Rabbi Yehuda. V'loy shorish ha'bechira. The shorish of the bechira is already there that he likes toif. He likes Dvarim Toivim. He's not a cynical guy looking, and he happens to do everything because everyone's doing it. He's Mishabeach Toiv. He likes Toiv. That's already where the Nisayon of Bechira is. So now, he already gets Schar for the Sherish of the Bechira, he says. And Schar. But he's already implanting in himself the Sherish of the Bechira, which is, according to this, the whole, that's where the Avodah of the person is. So the more the person looks positively towards Toiv, the more he has in himself the ability to be Boicher B'Toiv. He's implanting himself the Sherish of Bechira. And his Lashon is, this is what Rabbi Glatt was saying last night, Bechira sheitchilas ha-pesach sheba'adam, v'yi ha-katan sheyi. It doesn't matter how small the Bechira is. V'af rak b'pesach shamachat, ki ikr segulasa b'psicha, l'ftoyach kol astumen. That's where the Bechira is. So besides that, it's the ikr avoid of the person, it's also the strategy practically in how to move forward is in the Bechira aspect, not in the Lamaisa aspect. In the Bechira aspect is where the person's Nisayan is, and that's what the choice is when a person's, you know, thinking what to improve, what can I work. It's the more a person's Machshav and Inyan, the more a person thinks about it, the more a person's thinking about trying to improve in that thing, that's already a certain level of Bechira on something, and the Bechira gives a Siyata Deshmaya, and a person is unlimited in Bechira. Bechira is no limits, it's only limits in our Meisim, but our Meisim is not up to us anyway, you have to have Siyata Deshmaya. So the Bechira person doesn't have to feel limited in their Bechira, and a person could have unlimited Bechira and choice, and that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu downs the person. And we should be Zoicha, and Sashem, and Summer next Friday is already our Rosh Hashanah. We should be Zoicha, Simatoyva, good to mention.